Farmers and ranchers can be trusted voices in their rural communities, and because they work with animals, they understand the science and value of vaccines. That could position them to help convince some of their vaccine-hesitant neighbors to roll up their sleeves. Christine Herman at WILL in Central Illinois went to find out if farmers are taking on that challenge.
When the coronavirus vaccine first became available for him in Illinois, Tom Arnold says he didn't need any convincing. He raises cattle, hogs, and chickens in Elizabeth, a small rural town in the northwest corner of the state.
Some friends, they said, well, you know, we don't trust the vaccine. Other people still weren't convinced that the vaccine was the way to go. And I always felt that was a little cavalier. I felt I had no problem being vaccinated myself.
After all, who better to understand why herd immunity matters than a herdsman?
Being a livestock producer, I'm well aware of vaccinations and vaccines. That's how we develop immunity in our animals. We're always vaccinating the breeding stock to pass on immunity to the little ones.
The problem is that Arnold's among the minority of people in his county who've chosen to get the vaccine. Scientists warn under-vaccinated parts of the country are at serious risk, especially with the more contagious Delta variant spreading. Arnold believes the vaccine saves lives, but he doesn't think it's his job to convince neighbors or friends. He says it's too politicized.
I don't want to get into a discussion on right or wrong.
Plus, he gets it. There's just so much information floating around, he says it's hard to know what to believe. And he doesn't think he personally could change anyone's mind. Larry Lieb feels the same way. He's 69 and lives in central Illinois, where he's got 92 acres of soybeans and timber and raises a few cows and pigs.
Come here, pig. Come here, pig.
Lieb says he was a little worried himself because the vaccine was developed so fast, and he really only got it for one reason.
My daughter's a respiratory therapist, and she told me I was going to get it, plain and simple.
Unlike some of his relatives, Lieb says he does not buy into conspiracy theories about the vaccine, but he avoids those conversations altogether.
It's their own personal choice. I mean, you know, on issues where they're set in their ways, you know, I mean, it's futile to try.
Lieb and Arnold belong to the National Farmers Union, which has been urging its members to speak up about the vaccine in their rural communities. But it's not easy. Carrie Cochran-McLean is with the National Rural Health Association, which is also hoping that more rural Americans will get vaccinated if they hear from trusted neighbors like Arnold.
One of the hardest things about the vaccination effort is that it really, at this point, is almost down to those one-on-one kind of conversations and message sharing. And so he may not feel like his voice is much, but we believe that it's very strong and important.
Ryan Goodman has heard the calls from the national level, and he's giving it a try. He's a cattle rancher in Virginia and self-described agriculture advocate. On Instagram and Twitter, he's known as the Beef Runner. Goodman has been using social media to engage with his followers about the vaccine. He says he's not sure he's changed any minds, but he's encouraged when skeptics who seem unconvinced return for more dialogue.
You know, I'm a fan of saying no one conversation changes someone's mind, especially when you disagree on a topic that might be as hot or as political as vaccines and these vaccine programs.
Goodman wants to see more farmers speaking up because in rural towns, he says farmers are more likely to be believed than even health experts.
You know, everybody looks at Joe down the road and thinks, hey, you know, what might be his experiences on this topic or this issue, or kind of listens to what he or she may say.
Tom Arnold also sees himself as trusted in his community. He says he'll answer questions if people ask him, but he's a pretty busy guy.
I'm already overworked and underpaid. There are other people I feel that maybe retired or have more free time that should be doing those things.
Meanwhile, only about 40% of his county is fully vaccinated. He says he doesn't really get why people are acting like the pandemic's over. For NPR News, I'm Christine Herman in Urbana, Illinois.